But Shantideva goes even further than this. His experience of bodhicitta goes even deeper. He moves into paratma parivartana, the exchange of self and other. Let me read you the verses that describe this. Through force of habit, the idea of an I attaches itself to the drops of sperm and blood of two other people, even though there is in fact no such thing as I. Why then can I not accept another's body as myself in the same way, since the otherness of my own body has been settled and is not hard to accept? In the same way that the hands and other limbs are loved because they form part of the body, then why not love other living beings as members of the universe? In the same way that with practice, the idea of a self arose towards this, one's own body, though it is without a self, with practice, will not the same idea of a self develop towards others too? Therefore, in the same way that one desires to protect oneself from affliction, grief, and the like, so exercise a spirit of helpfulness and tenderness towards the whole world. This is more difficult, it's more profound, it's hard to understand what he's getting at, and it's very hard to do. Shantideva recognises that himself because he describes this practice of exchange and self and other as the supreme mystery. But let's try to gain some feeling for what Shantideva is getting at. The word parivartana is actually a word used in Indian magic, which means, in fact, transformation. A magician turns things into something else, out of earth and air and space and so on. When he turns up in the village square, in the Indian village, suddenly an elephant is bounding towards you and he's going to knock you over. Or he'll conjure up a group of people and then a man comes along with an axe and chops off their heads. And everybody's shocked, and then they realise it's all an illusion. Apparently there were Indian magicians like this, according to the literature, able to work these transformations. And the Buddhist Mahayana texts love these stories. I mean, they really delighted in these kind of metaphors and images of transformation. One of the most famous transformations in Buddhist scriptures is when the great Shariputra suddenly finds himself turning into a woman. He suddenly starts transforming into a woman in the middle of a discourse and you're being turned, you know, back into himself. You know, it's like something out of the Matrix or something, I suppose. But even more radical, you know, Keanu Reeves doesn't become a woman, does he? That would be really interesting. Check that, Miramax. Did they make it? I can't remember, but anyway. Yes, but they love, the Mahayana Buddhist literature loves all these images and metaphors pointing to the nature of the world, the nature of experience, this transformative nature of things, which I spoke about yesterday. Everything actually is infinitely malleable. So Shantideva uses this notion to develop an even greater, an even more effective love for others. He argues that we've got into a habit of identifying ourselves with our body. But actually, that body came from the sperm and blood of two other people. We didn't just appear out of space. We've actually identified ourselves with other people's fluids. And over the years, we've formed a strong sense of ourselves. But actually, if we were to take an exhaustive search and tour of our physical experience, we wouldn't find anywhere a permanent and stable I or self or entity separated out from other people. What we are is something infinitely malleable. So, he argues, so instead of exclusively identifying with our own body, which is, in a way, really rather arbitrary that we've done that, instead of identifying, as it were, what's within our own boundaries, we could just as easily, he says, learn to identify our sense of self and I with others.